Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, has recommended the chickenpox vaccine should be added to the routine childhood immunisation schedule, they say. Chickenpox, or varicella, is an acute infectious disease most commonly seen in children under 10 years of age. And HICWA has said that there's clear evidence that the chickenpox vaccine is both safe and effective in preventing chickenpox and its complications. Well, Dr. Conor Tellure is HICWA's chief scientist, and he joins me now. You're very welcome, Conor, to the programme. What's the argument here for this?
Well, chickenpox is, as most people know, a fairly mild condition for the majority of people who get it. But some people do get very serious complications, and they include things like superinfection, which can be with group A streptococcus, but also things like encephalitis and pneumonia. So there can be quite serious consequences, and about 200 people each year are hospitalized with chickenpox. The other thing to remember is most of the conditions that we vaccinate for, usually it's a small portion of the population that get them, whereas with chickenpox, about 95% of people who aren't vaccinated get it. So that's a large portion of the population who have a risk of having serious complications.
Mm-hmm. So 200 people every year are hospitalized, is that right? Out of what? How many children would be? 60,000, 70,000?
Yeah, so in and around 55,000 to 58,000 people a year are getting chickenpox at the moment. They're almost all children.
So it's a very low proportion. I mean, if it's fairly benign, why add it to the routine or schedule of vaccinations?
Well, I suppose the consequences for those who have serious complications are quite serious. But the other thing to remember is that if you have chickenpox, you then can develop shingles later in life. And about one in three people who get chickenpox then go on to get shingles. And you can't get shingles unless you've had chickenpox. So that's another consequence of having chickenpox. The other thing is, from a societal perspective, parents who have children who have chickenpox, they need to keep their children at home for a week while they're infectious. The children are uncomfortable, and they're taking a week off work. So that has quite a societal impact in terms of loss of workforce, loss of labour.
Is there a way, you said that some, mostly it's benign or it's a mild case for most people, thank God. But there are some people, you say, who could have complications or a severe dose of chickenpox. Is there a way of knowing what that cohort would be and target them?
No. So unfortunately, it's quite random. So there isn't a subgroup that we can identify and say we will just vaccinate those. It's a case of vaccinate everyone or don't vaccinate.
Okay, and that's the only way around it. How many doses practically would you need?
So there's an option there. You can either do one dose or two doses. If you do one dose, your intention is really to prevent severe disease, because immunity from the first dose wanes over time and reduces. So you become susceptible again for chickenpox, but you have some immunity against it. So you will tend not to get any of the severe effects of chickenpox. If you give two doses, you're trying to eliminate it. You're trying to prevent people from getting it at all. So the option is to either go with a one dose, which would typically be given at 12 months, or a two-dose schedule. The two doses could be done at 12 and 15 months of age, or at 12 months of age, and then going into junior infants in school. And that would kind of capitalise on the existing immunisation schedule.
Okay, well, look, let's see what happens. That's the recommendation from HICWA. Dr. Conor Tellure, HICWA's chief scientist, thank you very much indeed for joining us.